Arcola, Arthur Askin and his wife Marjorie started school together when they were 6 years old. Little did they know how their lives would be years later. In 1950, the pair was in grade 11, and they went to the skating rink. Arthur walked Marjorie home. This was their first date. Their second date was also at the skating rink. Arthur walked his date home, but this time he kissed her goodnight. It was this kiss that made him realize that he would marry her. "It was like it was fixed," said Arthur. "I just knew that she was the one for me." Marjorie was not as convinced, but over time her feelings would grow for him, and they got engaged in 1952. Marjorie still has the locket that he gave her as the first gift when they were engaged. Although it is worn and old, the memories behind the pictures in the locket hold special times for the couple. On October 24, 1953, the couple was married at the St. Andrew's United Church in Arcola and held a gathering at the Optimist Legion Hall afterwards. The article at the time went into great detail about Marjorie's bridal gown, their bridal party and which guests attended from afar. Both of them were raised on farms in the area, but Marjorie worked for Sasktel as an operator, while Askin farmed. At one time Arthur drove truck with the construction of the new highway that would be developed outside of Arcola. Balmoral Avenue in Arcola was once the main highway to go through the town, and now Highway 13 is located to the north of town. They farmed west of Arcola and had horses, cows, chickens, turkeys, dogs and cats, and planted a huge garden. After Marjorie had her second child, she stayed home to help on the farm, as they did not have a hired hand. She drove every piece of equipment on the farm. Their four children, Terry, Tim, Jane and Melinda, all helped on the farm, whether it be in the fields or in the house. Jane remembers using the old wringer washer on Saturday mornings and then hanging the clothes on a line. The couple worked side by side on the farm, but also enjoyed attending barn dances and volunteering at many events. The hamburger booth was run by Marjorie for 15 years and she still helps out at it today. Baking was another passion of Marjorie's and is famous for her banana bread, scones and biscuits. Arthur was an elder and steward for the United Church, and Marjorie was a steward. Their kids attended Sunday school there and enjoyed the socials that came with the church. They farmed for 50 years and 9 years ago they moved into Arcola to enjoy a slower life. Marjorie is a breast cancer survivor and when she turned 80, got her first tattoo of a butterfly on her arm. Arthur and Marjorie are now 91 years old and were born only 42 days apart. They feel the key to celebrating 70 years of marriage is communication. They said they never had a fight, it was always talked out. Arthur's favorite memories are on the farm, as he was a through and through farm boy. But Marjorie said her favorite memories were when her grandchildren were born. The couple now has 11 grandchildren, 19 great-grandchildren and 2 great-great-grandchildren, with one due in November. They can often be seen in the summer sitting on their front porch waving as people drive down the street, so do not be afraid to wave back or stop and chat.